I appreciate the opportunity to preach. And I'm preaching on a passage that, as I looked at several different commentaries I have, there was very little that I could find on it. John 3:16, which everybody here knows John 3:16, right? Well, nonetheless, I prayed and I asked the Lord to lead me through it, and this is what I could find. For me, John 3:16 is like a diamond in the rough. It's something that is there. You just got to look at it, and you got to draw from it. Some call this passage the very essence of the gospel. And what I want to do, other than just John 3:16, I want to read from verse 16 through verse 21. So if you would, find your Bible, in your Bible, John 3:16, and we'll look at these scriptures together. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him. But anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact: God's light came into the world, but people loved the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it, for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light, so others can see that they are doing what God wants. Allow me to pray just a moment. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to bring your holy word to our attention and help us to understand every word of it, and help us to see what you want us to see and understand what we need to understand. And I thank you that on Mother's Day that we can do this. And Lord, we love you and we thank you for our mothers. And it's in Jesus' holy and loving name I pray. Amen. Speaking of mothers, my mother is in heaven with my father. Both my parents have gone on to be with the Lord. And I'm glad they're there. I miss them terribly. But we need to honor our mothers. My wife is a mother of three of our children. And they're not children anymore. They're young adults. And I thank the Lord for her and our family. And I thank the Lord for your families too. And I pray God will bless each one of you in a very special way. For me, there's at least seven things I want to bring out to your attention concerning John 3:16 through 21. I've already mentioned that this passage has been noted by some as the very essence of the gospel. For the first thing that we'll look at is the initiative in all of salvation lies with God. It was with God that it all started. And it was God who sent His Son and sent Him because He loved men. That includes you too, women. Secondly, it tells us that love is God. God's love is absolutely for us. God loves each one of us as if there was only one of us to love. I don't know if you realize that or not, but God loves you in a very special way. He knows your name. He knows everything about you. But He loves you. It tells us, thirdly, it tells us of the width of the love of God. How broad, how wide is the love of God? Okay. We'll call back later. As I had mentioned, it tells us of the width of God's love. There's a couple of things I'll mention here. When we think of how far the love of God can go, we're talking about, number one, the world. Not a nation, not just good people, not only people who love God. It was for the world that God loves. The unlovable. The unlovely. The lonely. Who have no one else to love them. The man who never thinks about God. The unholy. I don't know if that describes any of your neighbors or maybe even in your family, but I've met some here in this community that it does remind me of, that they're certainly unlovable, unlovely, unholy, but they're lonely. And they don't have seemingly anyone else to love them. We need to remember them. I'm thinking of my neighbors, some of which are certainly lost. I pray for them. I pray for them every day. That God will give me an opportunity or someone an opportunity to share Jesus Christ with them. I'll tell you another thing I do. Every plane, every jet I see going overhead, I pray, Lord, if they are lost, those that are flying in that plane or jet, place somebody in their life to share with them Jesus Christ. They need an opportunity while they yet live. to turn to Jesus. Amen? Amen. Fourthly, God indeed loves the world. Limitless is His love. It embraces all mankind, all men, women, boys, and girls. God loves us. God gave His best gift, His one and only Son, Jesus Christ. To all who believe in Him, if they'll place their faith in Jesus, this is what they really need more than anything, is to trust in Jesus. To all people without distinction or exception. I know some churches, it's sad to say, but I know of some churches that feel like, well, they're the only ones. That's how they live. They don't think about others. I've pastored over 30 years, and there were some churches that really, they just didn't love people like they needed to. We need to love people. You know that? If you agree with that, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And if God indeed loves the world, there's a reason why He wants to save us. We don't hear much about it, but I'm going to say it. He wants to save us from hell. He doesn't want us to come to the point of our lives where we die and we haven't accepted Jesus, and all you got after death is hell. It's easy to believe in heaven, but some have difficulty in realizing that there is hell. And it is very real. And we need to pray, and work hard to lead people to Jesus while there's yet time. Fifthly, the object of His love, and I've already mentioned it, is the world. The world that is full of sin. The world that's not attractive. The world that's most repelling. The world that's indifferent. The world that's hellbound. My dear friends, we need to know that what we share can make a difference between heaven or hell. We need to share Jesus. He loved the whole world. How much so? He gave His Son. He gave His one and only Son. And He gave His Son as a sacrifice. Jesus Christ did this so that we could have an opportunity, even before His resurrection, His death reminds us that He conquered sin. His blood covered our sins and our failures. our faults. And if you feel like you don't have any sins, faults, or failures, you can just leave right now. You see, God indeed loves us. His love is a gift. And the purpose of His love is life, a good life, and eternal life. I don't know if you think about it much, but I do, probably because I'm getting so old. I'm getting closer to the end. And I, quite frankly, I'm looking forward to seeing Jesus and being with Him. The sixth thing I want to mention is the condition on which the blessings of His love may be obtained. The condition is essential. What does the scripture say? Whosoever believeth? Whosoever believeth in Jesus. There are a lot of different so-called religions that push believing in doing good works or any a number of things, anything and everything other than Jesus. But I'm here to tell you, we need to put our faith and trust in Jesus and in Jesus alone. We need to believe and trust, place our faith in Jesus Christ. This condition that I'm talking about is actually, because God made it so, very easy. How so? Whosoever believeth in Jesus and trust Him, He'll save them. This same condition, and I like this, is for all. It's not for a select few. There are some religions that push, you know, it's just this sect of people or this particular group of people. But the gospel preaches and teaches that the gospel, the saving message of Jesus Christ, is for all people. God gave His Son, His one and only Son. Man's ruin is himself. Man's salvation is entirely of God, of Jesus Christ, the Savior. If anything can bring a man to repentance and faith, it is the love of God in the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. There's some here today that are lost. I got news for you. All you need is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to do something here in just a moment. I'm going to step down here and I'm going to wait hours upon hours. No. But I'm going to wait for anyone who feels led of the Lord to give their heart and life to Jesus Christ. If you feel the need for Jesus to save you, help you, guide you, direct you, if you feel that need for the Lord in any capacity, I'll be in the front and I hope that you will come.